Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title, Molly.
Molly Smith, Artistic Director, Arena Stage.
We haven't even spoken since, I guess, you made the big news. How much longer are you at Arena before you hang it up?
Until July 1st.
July 1st. So you're going to run out the rest of the, I guess, the whole year of season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, absolutely. You can't leave one of these big jobs and just say bye.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, because they'll do a national search. They're in the midst of that right now for somebody who take over as artistic director. So that's going to take some time.
Well, congrats on the successful run. It's impressive stuff. Well, yeah, let's talk about these shows. But then, yeah, I mean, maybe once we get closer to July or something, we could do a piece just on, I know you don't want to talk about yourself, but, you know, I think it warrants it. What, by the end, when we get to the end of the run, if you would like.
Sure, sure. No, I think it's been fun and interesting for people to hear. So I'm happy to do that.
All right, cool. Well, we got a while before we even get to that. So let's.
Yeah, we do.
Let's do these shows before we do this. All right. We are talking Holiday, which is running now through November 6th at Arena Stage. It's billed as a sparkling romantic comedy. What's the general premise here?
Well, it's written by Philip Barry, who was a wonderful romantic writer who came out of the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, I think, all the way till then. Many people would know him from Philadelphia Story. Holiday is one of his plays that is not done as often, but it is the perfect ideal play for right now. Because it's A, it's a love story, and B, it's about a young man who decides he wants to live his life backwards. He wants to retire early, retire young, so that he can really enjoy it. And then make all of his money later.
That's
what does that sound like? Does that sound like right now?
Yeah, exactly. That's go into that a little more. Speak to that. How do you think that'll relate? Obviously, I mean, it's obvious, but so I have a soundbite. How do you think that audiences will relate to that these days?
Well, I think there are so many people who are questioning their lives right now because of the pandemic. It gave people an opportunity to really think through how to live one's best life. And this is a young man who makes a decision about how he's going to live his best life. And of course, a lot of people totally disagree with him. So therein lies the drama.
Awesome. And we should note that, of course, it was, you know, you mentioned that it's a Philip Barry play, but it became a movie in 1938 with Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn, which is, when I think 38, I always think of Bringing Up Baby, and I always forget they did another movie together that same year. So lots of good stuff. Were you familiar with the movie version? Is it similar to that, if we have any movie buffs? Or I mean, I assume you make it your own, but...
Well, it's interesting. I am familiar with it from 20 years ago, but not recently. So I have no idea how similar it is.
Right. All right. Well, obviously it started back on October 7th. So we're a couple weeks in now at the Fitch Handler. But how is it visually staged? What do we see set wise?
Well, it's a gorgeous stage because it is about an extremely wealthy family. And Misha, who designed it with Anita Maynard-Losh, who's the terrific director on it, have created this world of great wealth and taste on stage. So it's very beautiful there. The costumes are absolutely stunning for people that like to see sumptuous clothing. It is a catwalk show for sure.
And it's 1920s, and, right? So it's period costumes and stuff.
Yeah, it's period costumes. It's roaring 20s. And that makes it a very fun era to design for.
Awesome. And talk about a little bit about like just how fun. I mean, obviously it's like, you know, like a rom-com with a cool premise that you mentioned, but So the guy who wants to, what do we say, take an early holiday, retire early, I guess, you know, once he's made
an early holiday.
An early holiday, the title. Talk about how that's received not so well by his wealthy fiance, but, you know, the sister might think it's sort of more exciting.
Well, as with any family, not everybody agrees with big life choices. And so it is too within this play. The beauty of it is that audiences who are young or old are really enjoying it. It's you know, it's witty, it's clever, it is full of wordplay. So audiences that enjoy that will really love this part of it. And because it is a story about a love relationship, and it's not just one, but two within it, we've really found that young people respond in a charged reaction to it.
Awesome. Oh, you know you're going to get great wordplay with Philip Barry. And I believe this play was, it was right before Philadelphia Story. Because Philadelphia, yeah, Barry wrote Philadelphia Story, the play in 39, and of course the hilarious movie in 40. But so Holiday would have predated that. So you know you're going to get good jokes and wordplay and everything. What else should we say about this thing? I see. Is there any music involved? I know it says special thanks to the Georgetown University Chamber Singers. Is there any singing in this?
Yeah, there is a little bit of singing, a little bit of offstage singing in it. And there are some terrific pieces of music that have been composed for it as well.
Gotcha. But it's not a musical per se.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Gotcha. All right. Well,
there's some fun dancing in it, though, too.
Describe what we'll see sort of dance style wise.
Roaring 20s, flapper style dancing. And
Charleston.
You'll also see a waltz with. Absolutely. Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Well, anything else? Let's put a bow on it. Just speak, pretend I'm not even here. Like you're talking directly to the listeners, invite them, you know, say, hey, everyone, come on out to Holiday. And here's why.
There's lots of reasons to come out to Holiday. And one of the major ones is that this is a moment where, we really need, time to laugh and, tease each other and go to the theater and have a great time.
Yes, we do, because we're going to be dealing with some heavier topics in some of the other shows that we'll be previewing here on WTOP. So Holiday is going to be, you know, your light appetizer here before we wade into some of the heavy political stuff that is vital to our nation at the moment. All right, cool. Molly, thanks so much for doing this.